survivor's guilt is what happens when someone passes away that's close to you, either through a tragic accident or otherwise, and individuals feel some sense of guilt because they are not the ones who were killed, because somebody that they love or care about has passed away, and maybe they think it's unfair or it's not right that that person is gone and they are still here.
But why do we have this feeling of guilt?
Well, I think it's out of a couple reasons. I think first is we long to, we at our core, we care about these other people, and we think that sometimes that they may be of a better, been a better person, or they may do more things. And so it's out of a desire to maybe trade places with them sometime. I think the other reason is because we lack purpose sometimes in our own life. And so we find our purpose or our meaning through whether it's our work or our calling or what we feel like we're supposed to do in life. And when we don't have that, we feel sometimes we go into a sense of depression.
Well, if you're suffering from survivor's guilt, how can you deal with it? How can you end it?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is you have to understand that there is a purpose for your life. You know, any kind of depression is a serious thing, but especially when it comes to survivor's guilt, you've got to understand your purpose. We talk about in the book, The Leper's Lessons, that if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And so people understanding that they are still alive for a reason really is the first step in them not having that guilt. The second step is then them acting on that purpose, that they are here because they have something to do, whether that's still family that they're taking care of or ways that they can add value. And when they act on that, things begin to change.
Maybe do something for their community or the country.
Absolutely. You know, when you, and I'm going to butcher the quote, but you may find it something but to the effect of, you know, it's very tough for somebody who's grateful, when you're feeling grateful, to feel sad. Because when you have that sense of that you're thankful for what you have, you're not usually sad. And so you can feel that way by doing things that are good for other people.
Well, you mentioned your book. Could you tell us a little bit about it without giving away too much?
Yeah, the Leper's Lessons takes an ancient story about these four lepers, a true story, by the way, who kind of overcame extraordinary odds and ended up being a catalyst to save their city. And it's kind of like Tuesdays with Maury meets Purpose-Driven Life. So it's a book that I authored with a guy from Indonesia who has kind of lived an incredible journey and what I've learned from him, and talks about how to find purpose in life. So I think it's valuable for people.